Welcome to the Tokyo Lens Podcast, and as always, if you are a regular listener, welcome back. My name is Norm, for those of you who don't know, and today we are talking about the future. Why are we talking about the future? Because there is absolutely so much on the horizon right now. For those of you who follow me on YouTube, you'll know that in my most recent video, this is one of my most recent videos, I sent out a huge thank you to not just one of my favorite creators ever, Sharla, but also to all of you for the support and the encouragement in this endeavor that we have been going through. One of the reasons that I did that is because there is just so much around the corner. Now, one of the things that I really wanted to be able to do tonight is just sit down and share with you guys so much of what is coming up. But honestly, there is just so much on the horizon that I just can't even begin to start talking about it. Some of it is secret, some of it is unknown, and all of it is incredibly exciting. All I can say is that the next 6 months to a year on Tokyo Lens is going to be some of the most exciting content I have ever produced. Now, you might be sitting there and asking yourself, well, then what is the point of this podcast? If you're not telling us what's going on, then why are we even doing this? And I kind of wanted to do a mixed podcast, half of it being showing some gratitude and appreciation to you guys, and half of it being talking about how we got to where we are. So let's start with some of the gratitude. I want to start by talking to you guys a little bit about content creation, especially video. You know, I've mentioned it on the YouTube channel before, but I'm going to go into it in a little more detail in here. So I have basically always created videos. It started, I don't even know, I'd say maybe back in 2004, 2005, when I used to do something called extreme martial arts. It's like a mix of martial arts and acrobatics where you jump and flip and throw around crazy weapons. At the time, I recorded everything that I could on a camera that I had picked up for coming to Japan the first time. I guess if I really trace it back all the way back to the beginning, that would have been the start of all of it. You see, back in 2005, I came out to Japan for the very first time. I had already gone far over budget, but I wanted to be able to capture my trip and everything that I was doing in it. You see, I'm the type of person that if I'm not carrying some form of video camera or camera, there's a pretty good chance that I'm just not going to remember. Life moves at an incredibly fast pace and my mind moves along with it. So many memories have been long gone and forgotten. And honestly, while it's exciting to always be moving on to something new, that's something that's always kind of broken my heart that I forget so easily. So I went a bit above budget. I borrowed some money from a friend and bought my first ever camcorder. It was a Sony Handycam, and I used those little mini DV tapes. I used it. I filled up a total of 12, maybe 13 tapes while I was in Japan, totaling 18 hours of footage. I never watched it. It got packed away in a box and only recently got unpacked while we were in Canada. If you haven't seen those vlogs, they are up on the YouTube channel. Please feel free to check them out. But when I got back, I had fallen in love with the camera and I wanted to make more. So I did. I would go out to the gym and practice with my martial arts team. We would put together all of our stunts, coordinate things, and we started making videos. Some of these videos made it up onto YouTube on a totally different channel that I had at that time. At the time, I knew nothing about real video creation. All I knew is I wanted the moves that we did, the kicks that we landed and everything to line up to the music, have impact, and tell some kind of story. And that's where it all started. When I arrived in Japan in 2007, which is when I moved here, I decided, you know what, I want to start making more videos. At the time, I picked up a little point-and-shoot Canon camera and recorded pretty much everything I could between that and my cell phone. But none of it made it online. It wasn't until, I'd say, maybe 2-3 years ago, maybe even four, that when I got really into playing the shamisen, I decided, you know what, some of this stuff is absolutely beautiful and I want to start making videos of it. So I found two wonderful shamisen players named Kiki. Their names were Hikari and Kanami. And we just started making videos of their performances outside. Now, over the years, we wanted to challenge ourselves a little more and make something a little more beautiful. So I started the channel Shamisen in Tokyo, which was my first ever YouTube channel. It was never meant to go big. It was just meant to be a place where I could share some of the content that I was making for these fantastic Shamisen players. It was around this time, I'd say maybe 6 or 7 videos in, that a good YouTube friend of mine, Sharla, got together with me and said, you know what, you need to be making videos. I resisted pretty hard at first. I did not want to be putting myself out there that much, but I started. I vlogged for probably 4-5 months on and off. Almost all of it shot on my iPhone at the time. I built a following of maybe 800 people, and then I stopped. Now, even after stopping, I continued to hang out with all my YouTube friends. You see, being so inspired, I wanted to see a little bit more behind the scenes. I wanted to get to know things, I wanted to hone my skills. I just wanted to have fun in the YouTube community. At the time, I still wasn't quite comfortable with the idea of vlogging or putting out content. I didn't know what I wanted to put out there, and I was so focused at the time on building my skill in shamisen that I couldn't really imagine spending time for anything else. And if I was going to do it, I wanted to do it right. So the adventures, the collaborations, and the trips began. I set up meetings between YouTube friends so that they could get to know each other. I joined their events. We traveled across the country. We did meetups and little performances. We dragged Kiki across the entire country to the island of Shikoku, which I talked about in the Hidden Secret of Japan podcast that I did. And we went to a couple different hotels, did a few live shows. Sharla and some of my other YouTuber friends vlogged the entire thing. And I just hung out in the background. It was a good time, but I still wasn't quite into it. So, what happened? What made it all change? What made it so that I decided that I was finally actually going to buckle down and do this? Well, in some of the exciting things to come up, I'll probably go into a lot more detail on why this happened, but I had a major life shift and I decided that I didn't like where my life was headed. I wanted to change things. One of the things that really kind of stood out to me is something I haven't shared on the YouTube channel yet, which was I actually got headhunted by a major company, Apple. Apple contacted me and said they want me to run one of their Apple stores. The recruiting process and headhunting process was nearly 6 months long. I went out to some of their stores, I met their store leaders, I spent time with their recruiter, went all the way through to the final interview, and when I was done with the entire thing, one thing stood out really strongly to me. That wasn't what I wanted to be doing with my life. I didn't want to be working for somebody else, working towards somebody else's bottom line. I wanted to be doing more with my own life. I wanted to be creating, I wanted to be performing. And it was around the same time that I had just come back from my very first ever shamisen tournament up north in Aomori, where I actually took judges' special prize in my category, which was somewhere near 200 performers. I was flabbergasted and excited, and I'd kind of logged some of it on my iPhone and put it up on the Shamisen in Tokyo channel. The time that I had editing and making those videos was an incredible time, and I felt inspired. Now, it wasn't until around July that I actually decided I was gonna get back into it. And so in July, I decided to do 1 or 2 vlogs, and I started what I thought was gonna be my vlog, did maybe 5 episodes, and then thought, if I'm going to do this, I need to do it right. I wanted a camera. I wanted the gear, and I wanted to get the right software. So I lined everything up, and the vlog launched officially at the end of July. It was July 2017. Now, at the time, I was expecting to do maybe 1, 2, 3, at the very most, 4 videos per month. And I just kind of wanted to share the progress of what was going on with my life regarding shamisen and everything that I was building at the time. But things started to take off very quickly. My 800 subscribers quickly spiked to over 1,000, which then spiked to 2,000, 3, 4. Collaborations with other friends started to roll in. I started to travel a lot more. And one of the things was, I started because I really wanted to focus more on positivity. I had gotten to a point in my life where it just became natural to make excuses or take the easy way out. And I really feel that negativity is the easy way out. Being positive is a very, very difficult thing to do. And I wanted to put the accountability on myself to be a more positive person. I found that the more videos I made and the more I spent time on camera and working towards it, the more positive I just started to become naturally. This is something that I started to really enjoy, which kicked me even into higher gear, and I just started to go crazy with the video production. I got myself up to about 8, 9, sometimes even 10 videos a month, and then I got inspired to do the Tokyo Tuesdays series. Tokyo Tuesdays kicked off because I had a secret location that I wanted to show Sharla, which was the Tokyo Underground. An entire set of underground paths that connect nearly 2, 3, even 4 kilometers of Tokyo entirely underground. And it's not just like one long tunnel. It is basements of buildings, stations, and everything all connected through little doorways. It's something that I used to explore because I love underground areas and I just wanted to share it. Sharla was so into the idea that I thought, you know what? Sharing the hidden side of Tokyo, or just having at least one part of my vlog focused entirely on Tokyo, could be a good thing. And that was the birth of Tokyo Tuesdays. So, we kicked off with 1, 2, 3, 4. Next thing I knew, the Tokyo Tuesdays had become a regular weekly occurrence. This change was absolutely huge for me. There was no longer any excuse for me not to make a video. At the very least, I had to make a video every single Tuesday. And this really started to bring about a lot of positive change in my life. I became more organized, once again, more positive, definitely more passionate, harder working, and I really had to constantly keep myself on my toes. The evenings of sitting down playing video games and watching Netflix started to fade into the background as I started changing up to video editing and exploration, doing research, shot planning, writing out my scripts, and just kind of getting an idea of what I wanted to do for the video I was working on or the next video as I put it together. After launching the Tokyo Tuesday series, the channel started to grow even more. It was at this point that I started to realize that this is something I could probably focus a lot more on. The most amazing part to me, and this is where the gratitude part comes in, is that the reactions, the comments that I got, were so incredibly positive and beautiful. I never expected it. You know, you open up any YouTube video on the internet and you will see a mix of comments, both positive and negative. You'll see people supporting, you'll see people just commenting for fun, and you'll see trolls just going straight out and attacking. But for some reason on my channel, I haven't attracted much of any of that yet. I feel incredibly fortunate and incredibly lucky to be in the position that I am. You know, the first time that I got 30 comments on a video, I was so excited to just sit down and read them all. 30 spiked to 60, which spiked to 200. You know, one of the videos that I did last week is currently sitting at a total of 750 comments. I think half of those are mine because I absolutely insisted on sitting down, reading, and personally replying to every single one of those comments. And the reason for that is gratitude. The more I create and the more I put out there, the more positivity that all of you seem to be kicking back my way. And it is creating this incredible cycle of life. I never expected that the content that I created would have that much of an impact or touch anybody in that way. And every single time that someone comments and says that my video impacted or changed them or inspired them or entertained them even, it makes me want to make better content the next time. I can't just sit back and get lazy and be like, you know what, I made a good video, we can kind of phone it in for the next one. Every single person who is taking the time out of their day to watch, click like, comment, whatever it is, inspires me so much to just make more exciting, better, more in-depth, better shot, better edited, and more entertaining and valued content than I've ever created. It is an ongoing challenge that is getting to the point where it used to take me between 2 and 4 hours to edit a vlog. My 3 most recent vlogs have taken 14, 17, and 15 hours each, respectively. I'm not complaining. Absolutely love it. You know, I'm sure that the better I get with these editing skills and the more I get used to the different things that I'm doing with the video, the more my workflow will speed up. But it is this momentum created by the love that you guys are sharing that makes me want to do so much more. And that gets me thinking about one of the other things I wanted to talk about today, which is just so many of us, just like I were, are so afraid to put ourselves out there. We don't want to do it. We don't want to be the center of something. We don't feel that we have anything to share. We don't feel that our lives have enough value or content or, you know, interesting things that people will actually want to watch. And maybe that's the fact. And maybe that is an actual fact. But every single person out there has something to offer. I know so many of the people who watch my channel, not only, you know, might not ever be able to get to Japan, but they might not be able to leave their house. I've had many people comment and say that they have disabilities that prevent them from traveling or even leaving home. One thing that really caught my eye though was I was on Twitter the other day and I found a content creator who not only cannot really go out and travel Japan, but can't even speak, uses a digital voice box, and has started her own YouTube channel. This inspired me so much more. I wish you could see me right now. My arms are waving in the air. My feet are kicking. I'm just so excited by the fact that people are taking the time to put out the content that they want. Someone asked me on YouTube the other day, for somebody who doesn't know really how to make videos or doesn't know what they want to share but wants to be able to make content, where do you start? And I felt like I instantly had an answer for that. And the answer was, just start making videos. Videos that you love, surrounded by content that you enjoy. Take something that you know about or that you're learning about and just start making vlogs or content about it. You don't have to share them. You don't have to click upload. In fact, you'll get through them and just keep making them until you are bored with what you're doing. The second you get bored, think of how can I make this better? How can I make this more interesting? How can I make this more inspiring for me? Most people will turn to the content and be like, I need to do better editing. I need to get a better camera. But in the end, you need to tell a better story. You need to get better at your craft. I want to be able to share so much shamisen stuff with you guys. The adventure ahead of us with shamisen is just indescribably exciting. But before I can share it, I need to get better. Where I am with shamisen right now, I'm in a very comfortable place, but there are so many incredible shamisen players out there, and I just cannot compare with them in terms of skill. There are only a few songs that I can play, and I haven't even started to write original songs yet, and it's that point that I'm aiming to get to before I can share it with you guys. If you want to create content, start creating. Do what you love, and hone your abilities. So now that I've had the opportunity to share a bit of gratitude with you guys, maybe leave a little bit of inspirational advice for anybody who's looking at creating content of your own. And keep in mind that creating content doesn't just mean videos. Creating content could mean putting out a podcast, writing your own blog, even putting out art, maybe starting an Instagram account with some of your favorite photos and just trying to really nail your Instagram game. Whatever it is, just start. Trust me when I say you are a lot better at it than you think you are, and you will get even better if that is what you want to do. Some people just want to do it for fun, and that is totally okay. I've talked before about shamisen and how there are people out there who do shamisen just for fun. They like holding the instrument, playing, they want to play Michael Jackson or something like that, and they have an absolutely fantastic time with it. I love those people. They are great. My approach is different. I want to be good. I want to be great. And if that's what you want, if you want to build your skill in whatever your art form is, you will. You just have to dedicate yourself to doing that. Okay, that was a little bit of a sidebar, but what I do want to say is if that is something that you're looking to do, just get out and start. Just do it. Don't wait until tomorrow. I don't care what time it is right now. Like, it is 12:30 at night right now here in Tokyo, and I just absolutely positively wanted to get this out to you guys. I gotta be up in like 5 hours, but I just wanted to get this out to you because you know what? I was talking before about how the YouTube channel started to spike. For any of you who are following me, you may notice that I'm just below 18,000 followers at the time of creating this podcast. Six months ago, I launched the channel, and never in my wildest dreams could have imagined that we'd be hitting nearly 20,000 subscribers in half a year. Now, I don't even know what to say at this point other than thank you. Thank you to every single one of you who has joined. Thank you to every single one of you listening to this podcast right now. I guess the next thing that I kind of really feel I should do on this podcast is express a little bit of an apology. You see, the last couple months in preparation for some of the stuff that I've got going down on YouTube, as well as in preparation for a shamisen tournament that is coming up this May, I've sacrificed some of my podcasting time just so I could get in a little more practice or a little more editing. The podcast will gradually be making its way back with hopefully a huge explosion of content come the summer. So definitely stick around. As always, guys, thank you so much for joining. If you have enjoyed this podcast or any of the content, definitely leave me a rating, all right? Leave me a comment, some kind of, I don't know what it is, a rating, an evaluation, whatever it is. Leave me something. Rate the podcast. I'd love to know what you guys think. Thank you so much. And we'll talk to y'all soon. Bye-bye.